from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gonna have a radio show today. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Does she do anything for us?
Ike. But,
Spike, Fritzy, holla at your boy.
How we doing?
Listen, Hugh Douglas, sometimes he likes to stick around and catch up.
Yeah, he was doing the Big Daddy thing, where the last part of the one show becomes the beginning of the next show. If he wants to stay for
crossover.
The segment, yeah, he can stay for the segment. Well, for Big Daddy, it wasn't just a crossover, though. If you were doing the 10 to 2 and Big Daddy was
coming in after you,
you were staying till 2:20.
Easily.
He was getting that first
segment
out of you. And
you were lucky to get out of there at 2:20, yes. Yeah.
Yes. So, we have a good show for you today. Of course, it's Tuesday, so we do have Tuesdays with Elliot, in which we will examine the Jalen Hurts contract.
Oh,
and
no.
Well, you know, Howard dropped a couple of bombs today, so we're going to have to talk about that at 3 o'clock. Yes. And he is, you know, everybody is now actually going for Eagles inside of the year.
I see.
Which makes me feel good.
Where's Ike at?
Yeah.
I need something more than Mekhi Becton playing guard. Give me a real scoop.
Yeah, Corey from Columbus, wake up! What are you doing here?
Now I'm being criticized.
Well,
someone get Gunner.
Yep.
There's an arms race, Gunner.
He's lurking in the shadows right now.
We got John Clark breaking stupid Sixers news today.
Yep.
I mean, come on, Clarky.
He's trying for something. He wants to win some Insider of the Year.
I feel you.
So we wake up today. I actually watched it last night, but we wake up today and the Boston Celtics are NBA champions. It's not a great feeling. So since Joel Embiid started playing basketball for the 76ers, the Boston Celtics have been to 6 conference finals, 2 finals, and have won 1 championship. Jaylen Brown is 27. Jason Tatum is 26, I think. And it would appear that there is no end in sight for them. So, you know, they are our primary rival, I guess you would say. You know, the Knicks are sort of a rival now, and as a rival as much as any team can be a rival that kicks your ass every year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I wake up and I see that the Boston Celtics are champions, and I am happy. And this is exactly what I wanted, because I do believe that the 76ers owners need to feel it in their gut. They need to see another Northeast rich guy celebrating, somebody that they will run into at parties, that has had a bunch of success, and they have no excuses anymore. It's not like the Celtics haven't gone all the way. They have. And Joel Embiid as well. It's one thing to say in interviews after a game that it's not a rivalry until you beat them, but now you feel it in your gut. You are 30 years old, and Jason Tatum has just been to 2 finals and won a championship. Jaylen Brown has a finals MVP, and you haven't gotten past the second round, and I want Joel Embiid to feel it in his gut. But the good news is that I do not feel like competing with the Celtics is out of arm's reach. I think that the Sixers, with what they have, with Embiid and Maxey, it's not going to be easy. They're not right on the doorstep, but the Celtics are not an unclimbable mountain. They're not the Warriors of, you know, 7 or 8 years ago. This is a team that can be beaten, and I think with the right moves, the Sixers can beat them.
Yeah, I hear that, and I see sort of what you're saying, but I look at that not just that game last night. That game last night was just one game delayed
sure.
from what became inevitable after game three when Dallas, when Luka pretty much tapped out at the end of that game with about 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, and they couldn't win that game at home. You knew this series was over with, and Boston was eventually going to be the champion. I see that last night, Spike, and I say to myself, I am as a Sixer fan, I am on the fence right now. I'm not on the fence about whether or not I'm a Sixer fan and I want them to win. I'm not on the fence about whether or not I believe Joel Embiid, outside of Allen Iverson, is the greatest player in the last generation or two for the Sixers, in my opinion. I'm not on the fence about those things. I'm not on the fence about Tyrese Maxey being a capable contributor, co-star, part of a trio that can win a championship. I'm not on the fence about that. What I am on the fence about is whether or not can we get it done and whether or not I still am going to believe. And that's where I'm at as far as with this Sixers team. And what they do over the next few weeks will determine whether or not I ultimately land in one area or the other. Because here's where I'm at. I'm an Embiid fan. So it's not as if I'm somehow going to turn on Embiid and all of a sudden I don't like Joel Embiid no more. I think Joel Embiid is a great player. But whether or not I think he can lead us to a championship or this team can win a championship isn't solely about Joel Embiid. It's not as simple as that to me. It's really about, can you put the right team around him? Can you put the right coaching staff around him? Build a championship culture. Say what you want to say about Boston. They've had several sort of variations of this team. But they have somewhat of a culture that those two young guys have been able to develop in, and they finally put the pieces together to win a championship. I don't believe we have the pieces, and this offseason is going to go a long way to telling me or showing me whether or not should I have championship aspirations or should I just be okay with, you know what, we got one of the best big men that we've ever seen, and I should just enjoy that.
Well, what do you want to see this offseason?
I want to see them go out and put me right in the same category with the Boston Celtics as a championship caliber team. I want to see Daryl Morey go out and do whatever it needs to be done to either get a Paul George here, get Jimmy Butler here. I don't believe LeBron is coming. No, I'm not LeBron, whatever. Brandon Ingram, can you add something with an Ingram here? I want to be excited about this team next year. And right now, if you're telling me Embiid and Maxey with role players, that's not going to have me thinking about a championship anytime soon.
So here's good news and bad news. The good news is that I think they can get there. The bad news for you and the bad news for, I think, a lot of Sixers fans is that I don't necessarily think that they're going to get there by July 10th. I don't think that it is a lock that we are going to see the sort of piece that we need to see, that we all want to see. I don't think it's a lock that we're going to see Paul George or Jimmy Butler or even Brandon Ingram. And I think probably it's more likely that they wind up with those sort of role players or somebody that they can trade and they sit around and they wait around for the next superstar. Because the truth is that they can only go after the people that are available.
Sure.
And I would rather they sort of bide their time, and if they have to go into the season with a bunch of, you know, 1 and 2 year guys and wait around for somebody to ask out, whether it's Kevin Durant or it's Donovan Mitchell or whoever it is that asks out, and you go and get that guy. Because unfortunately, this offseason, Paul George, I would love to get Paul George. Paul George mostly wants to be in Los Angeles. Jimmy Butler, we're going to have to convince Miami to give him to us. And Daryl can only do what Daryl can do. So, you know, we have this offseason is right in front of us. And I know everybody wants it to happen right now, and I want it to happen right now, but we might have to wait.
But I'm going to tell you what it says to me ultimately. And you may be right as far as what ultimately happens. But with the most money, I think it's the second most money to spend of anybody, $60-plus million potentially
yep.
in salary cap space, in a major city with an MVP, a two-time MVP runner-up, and a budding young superstar who's just, 22, 23, 24 years old in Tyrese Maxey. If we can't attract players to come here to play, that says one or two things, maybe three things to me. Is it something about us as a city that players just don't want to come here and play? Is Embiid not attractive enough as a star with Maxey that people will say, I can go win a championship there? A loser like Paul George, who's never won anything, great player, but never won anything. Several other guys who never won anything. They wouldn't want to come and play with Maxey and Embiid in a major city like Philadelphia to win a championship? Is the organization attractive enough to bring these type of guys here? Can Daryl Morey sell people on the Sixers as an organization, this fan base, as a fan base, to attract this type of player? When are we ever going to be in this position with a player of Embiid's caliber, where he's at in his career, and Maxey, where he's at in his career, Nick Nurse, who's won a championship as a head coach, and the most salary cap space to spend than anybody else in the league other than one other team, and we're still not an attractive destination? Man, how am I supposed to have hope and believe in that as a Sixer fan, as far as winning a title? I don't know what it is that makes us unattractive. Again, I don't know if it's is it us as a fan base and media? Is it Embiid, his dedication to winning? Like, I don't know. But this seems like the perfect situation for anyone who hasn't won a title and is looking to get max money and has that type of talent. They should be fighting to get here to play with Embiid and Maxey.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Sixers can catch the Celtics? Jack, where are you on this?
No. I leave last night feeling hopeless. I really do. Like, they have Brown and Tatum, who they finally break through, right? Like, they finally get through. They've been mired in figuring out ways to lose the last couple years. And this is what happens. When they get through the first time, it feels like then the wave of championships start coming, or the wave of Celtic success start coming. I would rather... Just start over. Wait for the Celtics run to run out.
Start over.
Yeah. What is the point? Like, we keep doing this whole, like, you can't trade a beat. You can't do this. You can't.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'll do the process again. I don't care.
No.
They're screwed regardless.
Get the process again so what? So you can get a top four player in the league?
Sure, but at least he's not 30. At least he's not a center. At least he's not often injured.
Wait, a 30 is the age that they win championships. I mean, he is in his prime right now.
Knocking on the doorstep of winning a championship.
They're not that far. They're not that far.
How are they not far?
They're not that far because if you have a top five player in the league, you're not that far.
But the top five player, is he available in the playoffs?
He was available last year. Let me ask you this.
Sort of.
Let me ask you this. If the Sixers last year were built this way, Joel Embiid was the starting center. Starting two guard was Jaylen Brown. Starting point guard was Drew Holiday. Starting small forward was Derek White. And starting power forward was Kristaps Porzingis. You think they would have beat the Knicks? Because I do.
Of course, do you
think that team's in the finals? I do. So
how are they getting Jaylen Brown? How are they getting those guys?
Look, they have nobody on the roster right now. I'm not saying they can get Jaylen Brown, but what I am saying is they have a player that if you put the right pieces around him can be in championship consideration. And Ike, to your point about whether this is a attractive destination or not, what I would say is that no, it's probably not one of the five or six most attractive destinations in the NBA, but neither is Boston.
But why is that?
But neither is Boston. Because you know what? Because everybody on Boston's team at this point was traded for.
Sure.
Remember, they've attracted...
They haven't gotten free agents.
No,
you're right. You're right.
One free agent. They got Gordon Hayward. And one might posit...
And that was a terrible
sign. Yeah, it didn't work. Yeah, he broke his leg. Didn't work.
Blah, blah, blah. Horford the first time.
Right, but he was not
He's not a star player, though. Yeah.
So, Boston...
Star role player.
I do not... And by the way, the Knicks also... Same thing. I don't think that NBA players, by and large, if they're given the choice to live in a northeast cold weather city where people are going to be on their ass all the time, or to live in Southern California or Texas or Miami where people are not going to be on their ass all the time, I don't think we're ever going to be in that sort of category.
Okay.
Now, I agree with you. Joel Embiid, it shouldn't have taken him till 30 years old to want to play for the Olympics, to side-eye Paul George, to try to recruit these guys. I think it's a major miss on his end, because he has responsibility in this, of course. I think it's a major miss on his end to not recruit sort of this. And it didn't work for the Nets, but the reason that Kyrie Irving and James Harden wanted to go there was because of Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that was because of Kevin Durant, and Joel has not done that yet. So
I think that's part of it, but then also part of it is, can our GM put together a team?
Yep.
A roster? Cuz that's really what the Celtics have done. They've moved around parts.
Yep.
They've remained a good basketball team over the last 5 to 6 years, but they have a lot of moving parts here. They traded a defensive player a year away and a guy like Marcus Smart for Drew Holiday. They went out and got a Kristaps Porzingis when other people had the opportunity to do that as well. So they've gotten the guys. They traded for Derek White, who was down in San Antonio. So they've had some sort of vision of how they want to put a roster together. And let's be honest. How many people would have Jason Tatum in the top five?
None.
Right?
None. Jaylen Brown,
He's barely in the top 10.
Yeah, I'd say Jason 8, Tatum. 9, something like that.
Okay.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown's not in the top 10.
No, top 17.
Okay.
Yep.
So they just won a title with two players there that were drafted number 3 overall, but aren't necessarily, I don't know, first team all NBA type players. And Jason Tatum might be the most disrespected star I've ever seen when it comes to winning a title, and a guy who was tabbed as a quote-unquote franchise guy. They just been ripping this guy to shreds
for the last month. Poor guy had to watch Jaylen Brown get a finals MVP and act happy about it.
But Jason Tatum is a guy that people wouldn't necessarily have in their top five.
Sure.
He's an NBA champion.
I agree. I would try to, if I was given a choice, I would try to, I think it is easier to try to do it with a top five player than not a top five player. The Celtics have done it. They've accomplished it. A ton of credit. I give them credit. When you look at well-run organization versus not well-run organization over the last decade, you can look at the Sixers and the Celtics, and they are dictionary
Celtics
definitions of the other one. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Sixers can catch the Celtics? Basketball Will in Brookhaven kicks us off. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? I think we're not far off, like you were saying. You know, like you were saying, sorry, I'm driving. But it's just the past moves that we made as far as these GMs and drafts. Like, we had Bridges. To my world, man, we had this guy. We traded him. Like, the trades we do when we draft guys and the moves that the GMs make, like, we had a Drew Holiday once upon a time. Like, we had these players. And it hurts me to see these guys be successful somewhere else and not here. Like, we had these players. We should have built these players up. Like, to see a Herb Jones. I wanted that guy in the second round, but we never drafted him. Like, to see other players, role players. I don't think we need a star. We have two stars here. We need role players. I mean, that's how teams win. That's how Boston was built, the role players. They have their two stars. They just built the role players. And like Ike was saying, do the trades.
Well,
like
but hold up. Drew Holiday has made three
that's
or four
all-star
teams.
That's an elite role player. Yeah, that's not just a role player.
And by the way, you're talking about role players making $35 or $40 million. Like, yeah. Kristaps Porzingis, same thing. If we want to call him a role player.
That's elite role player.
Yeah, and by the way, another guy who's made an all-star team. Like, these are not, we're not talking about, and thank you for the call, Will, we're not talking about the Nick Batums and even the Josh Harts of the world. Like, Boston's team right now is very talented. They don't have the top guy, but everybody else sort of makes up for it.
Well, you can easily say Brown, Tatum, Holiday, Porzingis, and even you go to Al Horford, or you say Derek White.
Yep.
That's still six deep right there.
Yes.
That's pretty damn good.
Of all-star or all-star adjacent type players.
Yeah, that's pretty. Even if they're not all-stars, they were all-league defenders or what have you. Like, those are elite role players.
Like, Derek White's a role player. He's about to be on Team USA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he's a two-time all-defensive player. Those are elite role players.
So, for next question today, we do have another pair of tickets to the Devontae Smith Celebrity Softball Game. It is June 29th, Coca-Cola Stadium in Allentown. You can buy tickets at DevonteSmithSoftball.com. When you call up with your sports point, we will ask you the following question. It is Roger Ebert's birthday. Now, we grew up, Ike, with Siskel and Ebert. Jack did not. But Ebert and Siskel and Ebert, the GOAT, the godfathers of movie reviews. Today's next question is, if you could only watch one movie for the rest of your life, what would that movie be? Only one movie. Jack, one movie.
So, obviously, there's a lot to put in consideration here.
Yep.
But I think there's one movie that comes to mind for me, and that is Hitch.
Oh, my God.
Man, come on, man.
You would watch Hitch for the rest of your life,
bro.
If you only... He can't even talk. He did it to himself.
Hitch.
It's a great flick, man. When he gets when he gets allergic to something, he looks for the Benadryl, his face all puffed up.
Yes.
That's the only movie you're watching for the rest of your life. Roger Ebert is rolling over in his grave right now.
Never heard of him, so I'm sorry.
Never heard of him.
Sorry to hear, Robert.
Ike, one movie?
It's Roger, not Robert.
Yeah. All right, Robert Ebert.
Yeah.
Man, this is a tough one, man. There's a lot of movies, man.
Yes.
One movie?
One movie. Do you want me to give you mine, or do you...
Yeah, give me yours. Let me see, man.
This is like,
one movie. Do I want to go comedy? Do I want to go horror?
Well, I feel like you only watch one movie over and over and over. At least it'd be funny. You know what I mean?
Right? Yeah, you kind of want to go comedy. Do you want to go a longer movie?
Like, I saw, I've never seen The Godfather, maybe for the first time while I'm stuck on a stranded island and watch The Godfather.
That's a real risk, taking a movie you've never seen to be the last
and
movie.
And it's hard to watch one without knowing what the other, the sequels to that.
So I'm picking True Romance with Christian Slater, Patricia Arquette.
True Romance.
It was written by Quentin Tarantino. It's got violence. It's got funny stuff in it. Val Kilmer's in it. It is a full 2 hours long. It's got everything I need from a movie. It's got explosions. It's got guns. It's got laughs. It's got girls. True Romance is mine.
True Romance.
Yes. If you've never seen it, you should see it. You would love it.
One movie?
One movie.
Man, there's so many to choose from. See, I'm thinking, I want to go a longer movie. So now I'm thinking 3 hour movies.
Okay.
Some of my favorite
Braveheart.
Some of my favorite three hour movies are like Casino.
Bro, are you picking Waterworld?
Waterworld is a good movie. It's not 3 hours, but that's a pretty good one.
Yep.
Titanic is 3 hours.
Yep.
It's a little more than 3 hours.
Are you picking Titanic?
Yeah, I thought about it. I got a little bit of everything in there.
Titanic. He's taking Hitch, you're taking Titanic.
Well, if it's one movie I got to watch, there is certain parts of the movie where I could actually see things that is kind of acceptable for it only being one movie left to watch.
Yeah. Kate Winslet.
There's a nude she's getting a portrait painted of her.
So you're going to watch a three-hour movie for the one scene of Kate Winslet? Wow.
Come on, man.
What a sad statement.
Rose was something to look at, man.
Okay.
Let me go. You know what I'll go with?
Okay.
Come back to me.
All right, we'll come back.
I never have an answer originally.
Yes. Second segment. We'll get Ike's next question. So when you call up about the Sixers, also in honor of Roger Ebert's birthday, if you could only watch one movie for the rest of your life. You do?
I'm gonna go with, and you guys may have never even seen this movie.
What?
I know Jack hasn't, but I don't think you have. I'd be surprised if you have. Blood In, Blood Out.
I have not. Who's
not
in
that? Not seen
that.
Benjamin Bratt.
Oh, no. That's the only movie.
Yes, it's a three-hour movie.
Okay.
See, that's the whole point of explaining why it's the movie you want to
blood
watch.
Blood In, Blood Out. I feel like I got to Google it right after this.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
All right. Pretty good. You guys
Did
got
I say
one
Benjamin
movie.
Benjamin Bratt? I think that was his name.
He don't even know the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, no, the name is right. I'm just trying to get my stars correct.
So... Coming up next, when Jason Tatum did win the championship last night.
Delroy Lindo's in it. It's a movie that was, I think it's set in the mid to late 70s.
Okay.
It's Latino.
Wow.
Yeah, look it up, man.
All right, I'll look it up.
It's a good movie.
All right, I will look it up. Coming up next, when the Celtics won the championship last night, Jason Tatum, poor guy, had one of the cringiest moments ever.
I felt bad for Tatum.
I
man.
Did.
And wait, I felt bad for
wait
him.
Till you hear this. It is just like, it's like he practiced it all night. It is not, was not great or convincing. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.